This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. military forces rescued an American citizen in Nigeria, the Pentagon said on Saturday, days after he was kidnapped by gunmen in the south of neighboring Niger and apparently taken across the border. The hostage, Philip Walton, was abducted Monday night on the outskirts of a village about 10 kilometers from the border with Nigeria. Walton is safe in the care of the U.S. State Department, the Pentagon said in a statement. U.S. forces did not suffer any casualties in the rescue operation, it added. Niger's defense minister had earlier confirmed the hostage release to media without giving details about how he had been freed. Local officials had said this week that the kidnappers had called the man's father to demand a ransom, though the family did not confirm this. French police are trying to learn if a young Tunisian suspected of stabbing to death three people in a knife rampage in a Nice church had outside help as they arrest another man believed to have contacted him in the run-up to the killings. Georgians vote in tightly contested parliamentary elections, pitting an unlikely union of opposition forces against the increasingly unpopular ruling party led by Georgia's richest man. Slovakia begins a program to screen its entire population for coronavirus in what would be a global first, but critics say the plan is not thoroughly thought out. More than 200,000 people in the Philippines are ordered to evacuate their homes as the most powerful typhoon of the year so far barrels toward the country, with authorities warning of destructive winds and storm surges. The United States hit a record number of new coronavirus infections for the second day running, with over 94,000 cases. This comes just days before voters decide if Donald Trump will stay. This is VOA News. Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara on Saturday called on his opponents to stop a campaign of civil disobedience over his bid for a third term in an election. As the president cast his vote, he urged those calling for civil disobedience to stop these criminal acts, and he told young people not to let themselves be manipulated. Ivory Coast citizens went to the polls Saturday with some opposition supporters trying to disrupt the vote. Rival candidates of the president have called for a boycott. The vote is seen as a test of stability in Ivory Coast, which is the world's top cocoa producer and has one of Africa's fastest growing economies. Clashes related to the elections have killed 30 people since August and brought back memories of the 2010 election when the incumbent president won. But a brief civil war ensued, which killed 3,000 people when Ouattara's predecessor would not step down. Ouattara's opponent says he is now breaking the law by running again for president because the Constitution limits him to two terms, but he says he can run again under a new constitution approved in 2016 and is doing so only because his handpicked successor died unexpectedly in July. Ouattara is seen as likely to win. French President Emmanuel Macron expressed understanding that cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad could shock Muslims, but said that this could never be used to justify violence. Mr. Macron was speaking in an interview with Al Jazeera, broadcast on Saturday. He said, quote, "I can understand that people could be shocked by the caricatures, but I will never accept that violence can be justified." The French president spoke in the wake of the killing of three people inside a Nice church by a suspected Islamist radical. And legendary British actor Sean Connery, best known for playing fictional spy James Bond in seven films, has died at the age of 90, his family told media Saturday. The Scottish actor, who was knighted in 2000, won numerous awards during his decades-spanning career, including an Oscar, three Golden Globes, and two BAFTA awards. Tributes immediately began pouring in for Connery, who was considered one of the greatest movie stars of his generation. Connery claimed his Oscar in 1988 for Best Supporting Actor for his role as an Irish cop in The Untouchables. He also starred in The Hunt for Red October, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, and The Rock 2. For more on these and other stories making headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.